International Women's Day on March 19, 1911, became a mass rally in Vienna for equal rights for women and, with more than 20,000 participants, was one of the largest events of the time. The women's movement was now unstoppable throughout Europe. Finally, World War I, 1914-1918, completely changed the role of women in society. With men serving at the front, it was up to women at home to keep the economy going. Many indispensable activities were now taken over by women. This permanently changed the social status of women and thus represents a radical change. The fact that the war cost thousands of men their lives also brought women more and more into focus. In 1918, almost all women finally received the right to vote, making Austria one of the earliest countries in Europe to introduce universal and equal suffrage. It still took a few years until finally all people in Austria without exception were recognized as full citizens. It was not until 1921 that prostitutes were also able to vote. This example shows very well that in marginalized social groups, such fundamental changes, milestones are often hardly felt or only much later. Women's suffrage in 1918 proved to be a milestone in politics and society. However, the actual equality of women and men only took place step by step. The women's movement experienced a major setback during National Socialism. It was not until the Second Republic was established in 1945 that Austrians were once again entitled to elect a parliament and thus a representation of the people. The electoral law was based on that of the First Republic. In any case, it was the Social Democrats of the First Republic who theoretically prepared those reforms that could only be realized decades later. For example, the equality of boys and girls in education, the reform of abortion, or the family law reform of the 1970s. Today, Austrian citizens are allowed to vote after reaching the age of 16. Regardless of how much money they have and which social class they belong to, each of their votes cast is worth the same. Historically, women's rights were and are not a matter of course. They had to be fought for with great difficulty. And there is still a lot to be done. Although women are now legally equal to men, there is still a clear need to catch up in many areas. The demands for equal pay for work of equal value, women in leadership positions and adequate representation in political bodies, for example, have still not been adequately met.